launch an independent, working-class inquiry. Already it is clear from the inquiry that there was a catalogue of failures, from inadequate government building regulations to failed fire doors and much more. The Socialist Party completely rejects attempts to blame firefighters who heroically faced a situation in which the failures of management, council, government and profit-driven policies complicated normal assumptions. But the inquiry cannot be a genuine independent inquiry that points the finger at the capitalist establishment responsible for this when its chair and key advisors are drawn from the very same circles. As we commented at the time, when it was announced that Judge Sir Martin Morbick was to take charge of the inquiry, it became immediately apparent that this was the ruling class choosing someone to do a job for itself. Their interests are to protect the politicians who promote austerity, deregulation, and privatization, and the private companies who profit from these measures. Lawyer Imran Khan suggests the inquiry should investigate whether institutional racism was a factor. Undoubtedly, the horrific events are evidence of racism in the pursuit of profit at the cost of working class lives, but this inquiry is not likely to draw those conclusions. It is for this reason the Socialist Party has argued there should be an independent community and trade union-led inquiry. Trade unions are working class organizations independent of all the vested interests. If they worked in liaison with local tenants' organizations, they have the authority and resources to set up their own inquiry, with terms of reference set by those affected, rather than the Tory government,